Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back Athena Starr. She's a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, motivational speaker, and a reverend. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences. She does this both live and by telephone. She does this for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperities. She's a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she's available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. Now get out your pen and paper, and I'll give you her website where you can contact her for full-scale sessions or to get in on her teleconferences. She has done very extensive readings for people, and she's very reasonable. She works on a sliding scale basis. So be sure to take advantage of her, because tonight you're just going to get a thumbnail reading, and she does that gratis, and I'm very grateful to have her as a regular guest. So her website, it's very simple. It's Athena Starr with one R, athenastarr.com. And so let me welcome Athena. Athena, how are you tonight?
Hi, good evening. We're very glad to be here again with you on 999 today.
Yes. Yes, we've got a very significant date, numerology-wise.
Mm-hmm. We'll explain that as we go along today. But anyway, just glad to, very nice to be back with you, and happy fall equinox coming up on September 22nd also, David.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm looking forward to the fall. Well, Athena, what words of wisdom do you have for us tonight? Athena always starts off the show with a bit of a meditation. So, folks, take it in and soak it in and just prepare to relax and drink in her words.
Great. Today is September 9th, 2016, and it's basically the ninth month, the ninth day. And if you add two on 2016, if you add two and one, that's three, and six is a nine. So the year is a nine also, and that's why we're saying it's a triple nine. And so nine, and also nine times three is 27, and two and seven is a nine. So all the way around, this is a nine-day. That's a very powerful. All numbers are powerful in numerology anyway. But nine is a number of completion. And so what we're doing today is the full activation of completion of old things loose. And also we're in Mercury retrograde right now, which delays things. And it makes us look at the past, look at old things that no longer working, clearing out our closets, cleaning up what for, because when Mercury goes direct on the equinox, which is September 21, 22, that's when Mercury actually will go direct, then it's time to what? Create the new, open up to the harvest of all the seeds of everything we've planted. So now is, again, a final clearing as we come into the end of the year. I love this time of year, the fall and winter, Christmas season. I just love it. It's my favorite time. Of course, my birthday's in November. But aside from that, it's cooler, but it's also symbolically the harvest, and it's just more energy of creating and bringing in, literally harvesting what we planted through the year, and completion of the year to create again for the new year, a new goals and new energies coming in, because there's always new energy. So today being 999, we're going to do a meditation tonight, global meditation just now for a short one, for clearing and completing things to, so that we can all open up the new slate and create and bring in the harvest, harvest the higher essences of what we've been wanting to create, and really let go of the old that we've been, that haven't worked, or issues with people or whatever it was that we're still holding on to, holding us back. Maybe we got one leg forward and one backwards, or holding back. We don't want to do that. We want to have everything full and synchronicity so we can leap forward in the harvest season. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I've got my legs ready to moving forward.
Yes, for sure. So as everyone is just taking some deep breaths now, about 7 to 9 deep breaths, as you're breathing in, breathe 7 to 9 counts, hold 7 to 9, and then release 7 to 9. If you can, do that. 9 counts is the ancient yogi's way of meditation. That's the highest form of meditation if you're able to do that. And if you can only hold for 3, like as you're breathing in, 1, 2, 3, holding 1, 2, 3, and releasing 1, 2, 3, that's fine. Whatever you can do is just fine. The point is doing cyclical breaths like that, about 7 to 9 total breaths like that, deeply with each one, allows you to go into a deeper state and to integrate energies, new energies coming in. And the breath itself, everyone knows that, you're clearing your we forget to do the breathing in our daily life, and that's so important because you're letting in oxygenation into the cells, into the body, into the organs, so we can think more clearly, we can be more relaxed, more in sync, and greater health, and just connecting with our own God self. So as we're breathing in, allowing and calling in now all the ascended masters, our master teachers that work with us, guardian angels that work with everyone, we all have angels that work with us, all the legions of light, cosmic councils, Father, Mother, God, in the name of the mighty I Am Presence, Father, Mother, God, we call forth now the radiance of the rainbow light rays to flow through each and every one. The blue ray, the yellow ray, the pink ray, the green, emerald green, the white crystalline ray, the ruby ray, the violet ray, all rays, all levels, all dimensions, all time and all space, to flow through each and every part of ourselves, coming down through the crown center, just a beam of light coming down from the heavens, from the moon, from the stars, just breathing in from the great central sun of suns. Portal of light opening up above you, flowing through the crown center, opening and clearing the crown center of our being, down through the third eye, which is the all-seeing eye of God, letting that rainbow of light move down through the throat center, opening up the throat, the communication center, clearing down through the heart, clearing and realigning, restoring the cells in the heart. The heart is the center of our being. It has higher intelligence, higher knowing. We have a cosmic heart, so we're just linking in with our cosmic heart and our earth heart as one energy now, just tuning into our heart centers and then letting the energy move down through the abdomen, the solar plexus, the creative center, down through the abdomen and down through the root center of our being, the creative center, and the survival center, and strengthening, connecting deep into the center of the earth, letting the spiral of rainbow light move down through us into the center of the earth, thousands of feet down, linking in with the Mother Earth, harmonic, what's called the harmonic shield. Just feeling the connection and blessing Mother Earth, remembering we are here, we are part of the earth, we are one with her, and thanking her in gratitude and just blessing the earth. Calling in all our Indian elders and all the whales and dolphin kingdoms and the Mayans and the Lemurian councils and all councils of light, blessing who bless the earth that work with us in Gaia, Mother Earth. And just feeling that energy now from the center of the earth, like a golden spiral move back up through us, gold and silver, back up through our being, back up through the heart, to the heart center, and moving up through the divine, connecting with us as above, so below, linking in with our own mighty I Am presence, calling forth our higher essence to guide us to, in this time of the fall harvest season now, seeing in front of us the roadway, a golden pathway, as we see the trees and the forests, and a pathway opens up into the harvest, and in the middle of the forest is a beautiful field, and it's all the grand harvest that's opening up to us in the fall here. As we move through that pathway now, just feeling all the loose ends of the day, the week, the month, the year, the connections with others that we're still holding on to that maybe didn't work out, or that we've been in a turmoil with, just dissolving away, just as you're moving through this pathway now, dissolving, everything's letting go of it as you're walking through the forest, the beautiful trees and the leaves and the birds are singing and the sun is shining. It's just beautiful. Letting go, feeling everything just dissolve, just coming into oneness and peace and harmony with nature that is already in peace and harmony. It knows no strife, it's just oneness. And as you're in that oneness now, you reach the beautiful field that's filled with pumpkins that are shining, they're orange, they're bright, and other vegetables, and everything is ready for the harvest. It's just beautiful, and flowers. It's a harvest, it's all prepared. It's already been nurtured and groomed and loved. Just be one with it, that harvest and the beauty of it. It's all there. And just pick the vegetables that are calling to you now. And they're yours to be harvested, representing new beginnings, new creations. For not just for yourself, but for humanity, for the highest good of all on the planet Earth and beyond. Just become one with all the harvest now. Feel the sun beaming down as you're sitting there in the beautiful bench that's there for you. Just feeling the gratitude, and the blessings that were always there. They were always within you. Wasn't anywhere outside of it. They were always there within you. Everything was there. You just forgot you were looking outside. We were looking outside when it was all there, just like on Dorothy. Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. It's home is already always within you. It was always part of you. You are one with the essence, the light, the divine, all. Really feeling and knowing all of this is just oneness now, that you're one with this harvest, this creation, with everything, the reaping, the blessings, and honoring and giving. Now just make a commitment with yourself to take better care of your body, yourself, and to fulfill those beautiful creations that you're getting in touch with now, that you're more clear about in your work, in your personal life, and in on your pathway for your highest good and for the highest good of all others. We always say, and for the highest good of all others, because that's a universal knowing in harmony. And as we're completing now, just give thanks and gratitude to this beautiful garden, this harvest garden, and to all the legions here with us today as we extend this blessing out in gratitude and creation to the entire planet, the entire solar system, the entire galaxy, entire universe. And just invoking, I am that I am. I am that I am. Blessing all the earth, all of humanity, all of our solar system, and all of our galaxy and universe. And as we breathe in again, more gently now, see yourself getting up from the bench, knowing you can come here at any time. As you walk away with your harvest now, as it's become one with you, the harvest has absorbed into your heart center, and just walk down the pathway and coming back to your body, back to yourself, giving thanks. In the name of the mighty I am that I am. And so it is. Done.
Thank you, Athena.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was, I never know how it's guided, but it was like as I went, we were going through it, it became so hugely created, beautiful. The gardens were beautiful. Were you able to see the garden, the harvest?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Oh, good. I'm sure others did, too. It's so beautiful. The spirit just opened up this beautiful harvest garden, they call it, for everyone. And it's just it's symbolic, but it's all so beautiful. It's just knowing that we really are unlimited in our knowingness, and we take that time to link in more deeply. We can create that much more. And be more at peace for with other people in our lives as well.
Yes.
So, here we are.
Well, shall we go to the phone lines?
Sure.
All right. The first caller is Laurel. And Laurel, you're live on the air.
Good evening. Thank you so much for that great meditation.
Yes. Beautiful. Nice. Very nice. And where are you calling from?
North Dakota.
North Dakota, wonderful. Are you anywhere near where the Indian, we've been praying and sending a lot of energies for the fracking thing, you know, the Indians that are protecting.
On the west.
Are you near there, ma'am?
No. It's about 4 hours away, but.
Not far, but we need
praying.
To hold that
yep.
energy with them, right, David? The, you know what I'm talking about, right? There's 90 tribes that are there.
Yes.
What?
They're digging the pipeline.
Yes.
They're trying to dig that pipeline. Yep.
That what's the name of that pipeline they're trying to put in?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
I don't know it.
It's okay. It's not Keystone, but it's another one. And nonetheless, it's so, it's like they couldn't let them have their lands that they send them away to. Now they have to go and intrude on them and corrupt them with a pipeline, which is not needed to go there. That pipeline was supposed to go the other direction, but the governor of the state said no, it would gone by his house, his area, so they made it go the other way. Anyway, long story short, we're holding the light on that. Many, many light workers are. Many are praying with them, so I hope they know that and, well, they feel it, but the Indians are so powerful, so strong, and I feel they will be victorious, but it's they got to hang in there and really work on it, right, Laurel?
Yes. Yep. Stay together.
Stay together and do not give up for sure. And that it is very it's necessary. I mean, it would definitely corrupt that land, that waterway, which is their only water for their survival, that river and everything. Okay.
You're right.
That said, as we're talking to you, I'm so glad that you're there because we're linking in with you. See, you're our little station there, and you're helping us to link in with them right now. So right now we're linking in with that beautiful, because I was just thinking of them as we were doing the call, as I was doing the meditation, just literally a few minutes ago. It came into my mind again about that area, and so I'm so glad you're connected there. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. What is your question?
I would like to meet somebody to do things with, my other half. Someone that I would love, and he'd be in love with me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel you've been working on that a while, and yet part of you still doubts that that there is someone, and there is definitely a soul partner that you've known some times before, other lifetimes is what I'm getting. So there is someone. Part of creating and manifesting is coming into a knowingness. When we come into the energy of knowingness, then we're not so attached to something. It's like we're holding the vision of it, but we're also holding the knowingness. So we're not like attached to it, looking for that one. It's like that confidence that comes forward, and that's when you will meet the person. It's like you're doing very well with it. I feel like you have in mind a sense of the qualities of the person and everything. Have you made a list of the qualities?
Yes.
I thought so. Okay, you've done all that. Your homework. That's a good girl. Good girl.
Thank you.
So you become one with that list as you
mm-hmm.
see it, as you read it every day or see it or have it in your purse. I tell people, write qualities on a little card and keep it in your purse or wallet with you all the time. So you, every time you open that, go to that area of your, you see it, you connect with it. Okay, so what it is that... hold on a minute here. Yeah, okay. So I'm getting maximum 6 months that you'll meet this person. They don't usually want to do time. Spirit doesn't usually want to do time. But they're telling me 6 to 7 months, by then you will have met this person. It doesn't mean just in 6 months, that's 6 months. It could be less than that. Within 6 to 7 months, you will have met this person, this party. You have known that soul before. I feel a person also has Indian connections with the Indian lineages. It may not be in this lifetime, but very strong soul that knows the sacredness of the earth and is very connected with that. Of course, he's a light worker, light being as you are. And I'm getting, I know it sounds weird, but there are spiritual websites to meet others that are of like mind, and I'm getting for you to reach out to that. I don't know which one, I don't know, but I know that there's some that are more respected and like that, but I'm just getting for you to reach out to some spiritual sites where you can meet others that are of like mind, because that's how you're going to meet the person. And maybe just in a group sharing that you're with others of, you haven't met the person yet, but you will through doing that. And you have to reach out more. I see. And they're going to guide you to that. Your angels are going to guide you to that. They're showing me that. They're guiding you. Getting Michael. Yeah. Archangel Michael is helping you with this. Sometimes we have one angel or master soul that's helping us with that matching. And I'm getting Archangel Michael for you to call on him daily, also in protection and all of that. But as you connect with Michael more and more, Michael's going to guide you to this party, and that you're doing very well. And then you do have work to do with them, so it is a very special partnership. Many of these partnerships are coming together now because it's time for them to do that. And to any doubts that you have about it, just to let go of them, because it is happening. And I also would encourage you to have a session with me, a private session, because they're going to help a little more detail, more private details that they don't want to go into right now. And I do have a special this month that I'm offering. I'll tell you about that as we go along here when David says to do that. So God bless you, and thanks, Laurel, and keep up the good work there. And I can feel all the elders. You have a lot of Indian elders, too, that are working around you. Golden Eagle is kind of like a father figure for you, Golden Eagle, and is watching out over you. So call on him also a lot, Golden Eagle. And now I'm seeing all the Indian tribes coming in, the Indian chiefs, the elders in spirit. They're all coming around us as a gift tonight with all of us. Isn't that special? Thank you so much. Thank you for all your work. And we're going to really help them tonight with that, what they're working on. That's what I'm getting. We're going to amp it up for them. That's what the masters are telling. We're helping to amp up that energy with the Indian tribes on the earth plane. Okay. God bless, Laurel.
Thank you. Same to you.
God bless,
thanks.
Laurel. Have a good night. Okay, Athena, why don't you tell us what the special is?
Oh, okay. So this month, the sessions I do normally for an hour session, but I have prorated for different time frames. So if you have a session for at least $60 or more, and it's based on the time and what we're doing and all that, 60 or more, I'm including a free copy of my CD called Manifesting with the Masters that will be sent to you. And that's the special. So $60 or more, and you'll receive this free CD. And it's a phone session. You can just give us a call at 808-258-1063. That's 808-258-1063. Or you can contact me through my website, athenastar.com, as well. Okay? Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Our next caller is Michael. And we're going to try to keep the readings to 5 minutes, so we can at least get to the people that called in before 7:30. So here's Michael. Michael, you're live.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes. And where are you calling from?
I am in California.
Okay, great. And what is your question?
My question is, I'm going in a couple different directions, career-wise. And then there's also, you know, there's also just a job to kind of support that, the new directions. And I just kind of wanted to get some insight and guidance on the finance and the progress of those couple different directions and kind of what you see.
Okay, that's a little complex to me. Okay, so basically you're in addition to your next job and your career, you're also working on some projects. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, the job is just going to be the job to take care of the finances. So it's just, you know, it's just bartending, stuff like that.
Got
so
it.
It is what it is. But the other, there's potential of going into real estate. There's, you know, working on my own spiritual gifts and so forth and putting them out there. And I just kind of want to get some insight on that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yep, you are very diverse in your what you can do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is time to put out your shingle. They're saying because you have done. I see. Like you in other lifetimes you used to read palms and intuitively and healing, some healing work too, combining it with healing work, but you're very good at what you do and you're specific. I'm seeing like cards, like, you know, those, what do they call them? Those tarot cards just as a guide, but also tea leaves. They're showing me like tea leaves from the past and palm readings and things like that. You've done that before. It's like riding a bicycle. It comes to you, and when you're focused and with people and they enjoy, it will be, you think it's like just sometimes just frivolous and whatever, but it's not. You're very helpful. Help many people, and it's very important. Not long sessions, but short sessions, and I'm getting that you should follow that through. Have a nice card if you don't already, and start putting it out, putting yourself out there in your area, and just it'll just flow for you. I just see people going, oh, hey, you know, going like friends, networking and things like that, and of course online, it's going to flow very well for you. So it's time to do that. Remember now, Mercury going direct on September 21. So I would say not to start it until after that, but you can start preparing for it and then putting yourself out after Mercury going direct. You'll have a better flow in that way. And real estate, yes. Somehow you won't enjoy it as much, though, but that's okay to do that. Yes, okay, your guys are saying that what you're doing is you're collaborating and you're diverse. You're like, you have different gifts to offer others and you're putting that together. But as you come into the new year, when the new year starts, you're going to be doing more focused and more in your spiritual work and what you really like to do. And the bartending thing will just kind of, you know, disappear. You won't be doing that after the holidays is what it's going to just kind of go away after that. But you said real estate too?
Yes. Yeah, I'm thinking of jumping into that as well.
Yeah, you will do very well with that too because of your gifts and your intuitiveness, and you'll be very in demand. And it's a challenge to do that, but don't think of it as don't compare yourself to other people in the real estate, because you're going to be unique in that arena, and it'll just flow for you because of the integrity and the groundedness with it. And there's other reasons why they're encouraging you into the real estate too. There's other exposure or connections to that, and so that's what they're showing me. They're showing me that sometimes you're wondering, what should I do this or whatever, because it's people in the real estate world, sometimes we don't like, you know, they're pushy and blah, 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 and they have a whole different energy. But you're going to be very advantageous for you, but also for others, and you're going to blend some of your gifts that you have, your spiritual gifts, in that arena, which are much needed. So it's all going to work out in synchronicity for you. So, yes, they're encouraging you. You've got two big angels around you, and they're like, prompting you to go into it. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, and I'm already starting to see those synchronicities on both sides, the real estate and the spiritual. So it's fantastic. Thank you so
That's
much.
That's great, Mike. Well, have a beautiful evening, Michael.
You both as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Amy. And Amy, you're live.
Hi,
Amy. What state are you calling from?
I'm from Connecticut.
From where?
Connecticut.
Okay.
How are you?
Kenya, and I'm like, That's great. People from Kenya are calling us now. Connecticut, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, Amy, what's your question, please?
I, just like the first caller, I am looking for a partner relationship. So I'm wondering what you see for that.
Okay. And I feel you've been working on that a while, too. Sometimes we work on it too much, and then we push it away. So what you want to try to do is get to a balance within yourself with it, as to having a knowingness, feeling the connection with that partner. And privately, I also do more soul linking sessions, where we can literally help you link with that soul partner, and so therefore they can be magnetized more quickly. I just wanted to let you know that. That's part of the work that I do. I do soul level, soul clearing. We do work with the Akashic Records and energy work to help people clear. So I see that could be of an assistance to you. And you're doing very well, as you are. It's just sometimes we need that extra assistance. So it's confidence in yourself. I feel you've had not quite the right relationships before.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's gone through different things, of course. And so it's a confidence level. But the partner coming in is, I'm not getting it time-wise. It's not too far off. And that person is very business very successful in business. That's what I want to say. Very successful in business. I see them in a business suit. They're just showing the flash here. And a little bit older, but very confident and mature and strong in himself. And that's what you're looking for.
Exactly. And
he will respect you, and he will honor and respect you. And that's what you're working on also, is the full honor and respect, as you would that person. And he also, in like equality, and just really honoring the feminine. He's evolved enough in himself and on his path that he has the respect and honor of honoring the feminine, the divine feminine. And so that's very important. So this person is unique in that way. He's done his homework on that. You don't have to go through that thing of, you know, the person not being honoring of you and who you are and all of that. Because you've gone through that enough, and you're mastering that now. That's what your guides are saying. So he's strong in himself, confident, very. And successful in business. That's what I want to say. He either has his own business, or he's the head of a business, maybe the manager, CEO, or whatever. So he's, just takes that in his stride. He takes it in his stride, and you'll learn a lot from each other, and it'll be a very successful relationship. It's the one that you've been looking for quite some time. And I feel it could possibly be before the end of the year, but again, timing-wise, it feels like it's more into the new year. I'm sorry. And that's okay, but it's definitely in the first half of the new year is what I'm getting, definitely in there. But you also are going to be very busy in the next few months and stuff with your work and different things happening in your life. So it'll move along quickly. And I feel you'll meet the person at some kind of gathering. Somebody will introduce you or something like that. That's how. But still, leave no stone unturned and do connect with people online and things like that safely, securely. Yes. But I feel like you're going to meet this person, through someone that knows someone that, and you're at a gathering and someone says, and that's how you meet the person. So thanks for your question, and
Can you see your website again quickly?
Yes, sure. It's Athena Star, athenastar.com, and then, but more directly, the email is just athenastar at comcast.net in case on the website you can't get to the thing. It's athenastar@comcast.net, and then the phone number is 808-258-1063. God bless you now.
Thank you. Blessings. Thank you.
Okay. God bless, Amy.
Yes.
Wow, okay. Our next caller is Alan. Is our next caller. Alan, you're live.
Hello, David. Hello, Athena. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. And what state are you calling from?
New York.
Great. Wonderful. What question could we help you with today?
Well, actually, what I wanted to do was leave it up to the guides to tell me what I need to hear at this point. Can I ask for a general reading like that?
Yes, that would be fine, but if there's so many things that could... is it more
How
for
about,
your work, your personal life, or your path, or what area would you...
Let's say work.
I can't always pick up exactly what you do in the earth plane because I'm sometimes tuning in with the higher realms and I don't get the specifics. But basically, let me just hear what your angels have to say here. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a lot of paperwork, writing, a lot of writing, creating. Do you do a lot of writing?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's what they're showing me. A lot of writing, a lot of busy, very creative. But you're also tired. You're kind of weary. It's like you'd like to go to the next level, and they're saying you are going to be going to the next level with what you're visioning. That's what they're saying. And it's within 4 to 6 months. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, that sounds nice. I'm still trying to figure out what that next step is.
Well, it's almost like the decision's already made for you, and it's a step up, and the doorway opens, and it's in 4 to 6 months. And it's like you're, like, smiling, glowing, and it's like an offer comes to you or something. And it's like a doorway opens up, and everything you're doing is preparing for that. Everything is leading to that. And also has to do with your path, and you're on the right track. It's like, and as this door opens up, it's like such bright golden light that's coming through that doorway. So I almost feel like it has to do with your path and a new opening. It's like somebody, some connection that happens, and then it's more... financially and everything just clicks in together. Are you also writing? Are you writing a book?
I'm thinking about it. It's kind of a long story, but I write at work, but it's not creative. It's
technical. It's technical,
exactly,
right?
That'd be the better way. Yes, the technical professional writing. And but
yes.
I have this idea of creative. I have these stories in mind. And I need to find time to be able to really indulge in it. And so what's been going through my mind is asking for a change in schedule, maybe seeing if I could telecommute one day a week. I mean, I need to, like, bring some of my energy back to myself. And
because it's drain. Yeah, it's tiring on you. And, yes, okay, they're saying yes, what you've been worried, that is going to happen. So what you need to do is just acknowledge it's already – happened. It's already formulating the change in the schedule, and everything is going to happen. And in the meantime, on the weekends or whenever your time off is, just or every, you know, allow a certain time of day on certain days when you can for that creative writing. Just say every Saturday afternoon from 3 to blah 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 or whatever it is, I'm going to work on this, on that creative writing, because those story that's going to be very successful. You're on track with that, and that's what that is. And then everything will link in much better for you.
Well,
so
that's a,
Yeah, it is. You're on track. And there's more for you, but, you know, you can get in touch with us later. But there's you. Okay, hold on a minute. The schedule, they're working with you to help that schedule to get worked out is what I'm getting. Your guides are helping with that. So they want you to already see it happening, but also set a schedule so that you specifically certain days of the week are doing that other project. And that way it's a continuum and it builds up and then more will come from that. It'll just nurture the whole thing. And then in 4 to 6 months, there's an opening with that project. So that's a good thing. God bless you now.
Thank you, Athena, and thank you, David.
You're welcome, Ellen. God bless you.
Okay.
Okay, our next caller is Lisa. Lisa, you're live.
Yes, hi, Athena. How are you? And thank you, David.
Yes, hi.
You're well?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
well,
thank you so much for taking my call. How are you doing after all these readings? You need a break?
No, we're on a roll. Go ahead. I'm
doing
fine.
Great. Yeah, I would love some guidance regarding my business partner who's threatening to dissolve our corporation. And I would just like to know whether those threats are actually real.
Is it just you and him in the corporation?
Yes.
Well, how dare he do that? Especially today's 999, you know what that is? It's completion. Oh, my God. And, you know, September, okay, so I'm making a little lightness of this. Real, it's not a light matter, of course. But September is a ninth month, and it is symbolically always a month of completing the old to create then the new, you see. Now, let's see here. No, His intent is he does want to do that. He's kind of he's frustrated with things. He just feels like you're going in different directions. Is that what he's told you?
Not exactly.
Okay, he feels like you're not aligned anymore and things are in different, it just doesn't feel whatever, and he wants to go off and do something on his own. How long has this been? A few years together, yeah, in the corporation?
Oh, we had another corporation previously, so we've been working together since 2002.
Okay.
You know, but this particular
corporation
came into being in 2010.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Mercury retrogrades affecting him. Now, remember, it goes direct on September 21. So if I were you, I would not take anything seriously or whatever. Just after the equinox, and you can use the excuse of the fall equinox, but the equinox is September 22nd. I would wait until after that or around that week to then get the clarity will come of that whole situation. I almost feel like at that point, the two of you together, and if you're doing spiritual prayer on this and everything, for the harmony to be, not just harmony, but whatever it is within him that's not in alignment, to come into alignment, then there's also a potential, I'm getting after the 22nd, that a regrouping and realigning, and then it can be created in a different way so it can still work and go forward. And so that's what I'm getting. There's a potential there. There's a possible chance that it'll regroup and everything will work out even greater and better, and it'll still have the working together that you're doing, the partnership. And so if it doesn't, then you know it's for the highest good, because this is a completion and something greater is formulating for you on your path. So that's what your angels are saying. They're not just saying, oh, it's over, forget. They're saying there's mm-hmm. there is a minute opening there for the realignment and the success of it in a greater way. So keep all options open, doorways open, and just
okay.
keep the energy moving in a high positive light with him, sending him light and love every night. And as you move towards February. I keep saying February. I don't know what it is with me this month. Okay, September 22nd, as you get close, there will be more clarity and you will know beyond a doubt what direction it is going into. And they're not giving you a specific answer because there isn't one on it. They're saying it can go either way. So it's both of your higher selves coming together in alignment on the earth plane for the greater plan is what I'm getting at. I hope that helps you out here just in these few moments that we have to share that with you, Lisa.
Okay. All right. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate your time, Athena, and thank you, David.
You're welcome, Lisa, for calling.
Okay. Take care now.
Okay. God bless. Best wishes to you on that.
You too. Thank
you. Sorry,
yes, you're
cut you off, but I got to thank you. Our next caller is Karen, and Karen, you're live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Good evening. I'm calling from Chicago. My question is if you, I've been looking for a job. I'm doing some part-time work right now, projects here and there. I'm wondering if you see a full-time job on the way.
And what's your name again?
Karen.
Okay. Yep, November.
Oh, okay.
November, very clearly came through for you. Doesn't always do that. Yep,
oh.
November, by the middle or before, and I see a hand, like shaking hand, so it's like the what you've been working toward is what I'm getting. See, it's again, we're visioning, we're working on things, we're clearing ourselves, we're evolving ourselves, and that's the key to all of it. And so leave all the options open. Leave no stone unturned is what they're saying. Spruce up your resume even more. Polish
okay.
everything out. This is a time, you know, it loose ends. Mercury retrograde is like that too. Loose ends. Clean your closets. Clear your desk. Rearrange everything. Because that also energetically, like feng shui, you know, energetically
yeah.
around you. Will help create that new energy, and what you're wanting is there for you. It is there, and November opens up a key. It's like a key to what you're not. It's not your ultimate thing, but it is the next level, and that there's an opportunity there, and I feel you will take it, and it'll be very successful for you, and it'll lead to other things as well. So
oh, okay.
That's that. God bless you now.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, David. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Thank you, Athena. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Karen. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm trying to disconnect. There we go. Our next caller is Allison. And Allison, you're live.
Oh, hi, David. Hi, Athena. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm really enjoying the show.
Good. What question do you have? And what state are you from?
I'm calling from Arizona. And I just lost my a career job yesterday, so I am looking for a replacement, but a better, you know, better job with more opportunity and definitely more money. You're taking
mm-hmm.
this Mercury retrograde as an opportunity to rethink some things, and I do astrology, so I follow that. So I'd like to hear what you have to say around creating a better career work for myself.
Okay. Were you in some type of sales thing?
No, not at all. Uh-uh. Not even a little bit.
What was your last position?
My last position was as a radio board operator, announcer, call screener.
Okay, very good.
Yes,
great
it is.
Great
Thank
boy.
You. I've been told that, actually. I've been told that.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's sales because when you're doing that, you're promoting, you're out there presenting and promoting. Because I get that kind of, like, it's sales in a way because you were selling, you were promoting or whatever you're doing. Okay.
Yeah, there were some elements.
And you're very good at it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
Yes, and this is a good time for a break. And the Mercury energy, yep, and it's clearing through. And then the new fall equinox time, it's time to write out our new goals and our new wish list, so to speak, and pray over it and do a special ceremony on the equinox. But you can do that now already on what you're wanting to create. And I do feel like October is, as we roll into October, it's like harvest time. I see all these pumpkins around you. So it's like lots of big pumpkins. So it, to me, it's showing a big harvest. So you will reap that new opportunity that you took the time out for. Don't go into fear, panic. Do not, just stay focused on what exactly your next ideal perfect job is, your next perfect position. Even write it out like in 25 words or less. I am now in my new perfect ideal career position, which is blah, 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 with blah, 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 and just make it brief and carry that with you. Put it on your mirror. Become one with it. Just, you know, put it under your pillow, you know, a little piece of paper or whatever. But just keep it all over the place so you become one with it, because you are one with it. And you're very good at creating and manifesting, and where you are, the energy is very good. You did the right thing, your angels are saying, and I'm getting between mid-October and end of October, that's when this other opportunity, that's when you're going to be in the new opportunity. But let go of time. Just know that it's already done and that there is, it's like similar to what you've been doing, but even more than that. And I feel like it's a very strong company or people that you're going to be working with, and it's a step up for you. So it'll be more and just much more, diverse. It'll be more diverse, and the people will be much, very appreciative of everything you've done. So you will see, it's like you're reaping the fruits of the labors of what you've done, leading to the new position.
Uh-huh.
There'll be no doubt. It's like it'll be so clear to you that, wow, this is why I'm so glad I, you know, opened up, because it's already laid out for you, and the people are welcoming you. And I still feel it's in the same kind of line of work, but it's promotion or presenting or being of great marketing of value to that new company that you're going to be with. And again, I'm going to say leave no stone unturned. And your resume is good, but polish it up even more, because that's like your silver plate. It's like presented like a silver plate, your resume.
Yeah.
So it's going to connect with people like, wow, this is exactly what we're looking for. I'm getting like there's going to be at least a couple offers, and you'll be very happy with them. You'll be making a choice. So just know that. Don't think about any scarcity, nothing at all about lack. That's the key. But you can follow up with us if you wish. And nice talking to you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm. Good night, Alice.
Good night.
Okay, our next caller is Oksana, and you are live on the air, Oksana.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
So, do you see a meaningful love relationship for me in the nearest future? Not just a dating, but I mean, I'm looking for a remarriage or a partnership, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As you get moving to the end of this year and beginning of next, I'm getting that strong potential that I'm seeing that coming. Sometimes between December and February, somewhere in there, it's opening up. I see you meeting, not just opening up, it's the energy is there for that. You're magnetizing that, and it will be a very strong love relationship and similar to that other lady that had the honor and respect is there, and just very you like walking together. In fact, you could start visioning that walk. We walk together, we're playing together, working together. It's like in the walk of life. I'm just seeing you walk together, long walks, and just very calming and very beautiful. So yes, walking into the sunset. They're showing me. So it's right around the corner. So keep doing the visioning, writing out what you want, knowing that you're already with that person, that being open, leaving no stone unturned, opening to the universe in different ways, not just online stuff, but just getting out and meeting people socially when you're invited to do so. Of course, that's very important. But
so you think I don't know this person yet, right?
There's loose ends around you with relationships you already know, but the one that I'm getting is a new person coming in. So your guides want you to be open to that, open to new possibilities is what I'm getting. Just be open to that.
Okay. Okay.
Very important. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Olson. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a nice evening.
Mm-hmm. Take care, Oksana. You too, hon.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to move on to area codes. I have area code 612. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm great. Nice to be on the show. Thank you. I was also wondering about career. Well, I'm job searching for a more permanent position, and I just interviewed, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to get the job. I should find out next week sometime, but kind of on pins and needles.
Sure. And what state are you in again?
I'm in Minnesota.
Oh, okay. And what type of position is it? What subject? What type?
It's a training coordinator position.
Wonderful. That's a great, great opportunity there. Okay.
Yeah.
And yes, there was a lot of competition for it. I know. I could see that. There's a lot of interviews and stuff. But you did very well, and you're very capable, competent, and you're at the top of their list. Did they tell you that?
Yeah, they said between me and one other person.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right, they've narrowed it down quite a bit. Okay, let's see here. Well, your angels are there working with you on that. Also get Mary, Mother Mary. You have a connection with Mary, right?
Oh, that would be nice, I guess.
You don't know that? Okay. Yeah, Mother Mary. It doesn't matter what your religion is, but Mary, Mother Mary is there with you. You have an affinity with her from other lifetimes as well. So she's, I would definitely connect with her more if I were you.
Okay.
Bless Mother Mary. Mm-hmm. Prayer is very important. Not just visioning, not just but prayer, and then releasing the prayers and for the highest good. And this or something better, this is what I want you to do, is this position, this training coordinator position, you've done everything possible. You've done all the, you know, everything you could do, the interview very well, everything. So now what you have to do is release it and turn it over. But the prayer is important daily, and then just then let it go each day after you do your prayer on it and write it out and envisioning it and affirming that for your highest good and the highest good of that place. But also one step beyond that, and that is this position, I give gratitude in advance for being selected for this position, which is I am one with, or something better. So that if you weren't selected on the earth plane, that only means something better being created for you. So that's another leap of faith, which you have to step up to that level of faith in that knowingness. That if you're not, then that means the universe has something better. There is something better, and your higher self knows that. So in this way, you're not attached to it so much. Do you understand?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Because when we're too attached to something, we're holding on to something too tight, what happens? It can't come to us. So that's what to work on. And then, anyway, we can, if you'd like, we can follow up with you in a, you know, privately also with that. So you just let me know. But you are the best for that position. You are. It's a very good match. The other person was very aggressive. You would be better for it. I think they know that. They feel that. And that's what you, when you're meditating or sending energy, just seeing that they're feeling that vibrationally, that all of that. And then you just turn it over and each day, and then just affirming, like what we just said, this position or something, or something better or better than that. So that if there is something better, then that means that's what's going on, something better for you. So you,
okay.
And that way you're not, you got to get to the point of not being attached. It's like no, working on it for it to be created in the highest and greatest way, and then releasing it so that the energy is just open and neutralized so that it can come to you. If we hold on too tight, things can't come to us and people can't come to us and whatever. We're attached to it. You have to be detached. So work on that. And let me know if we can do a private session to help you more with that. God bless you, and thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Good night, Jerry. Take care. Our next caller is from area code 914, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Christine.
What is your name? You're breaking up.
My name is...
I'm sorry, hon. You're breaking right up. Can you try calling right back?
Ask her question. Maybe we can hear her question.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, is this any better?
Yes.
My name is Christine. I was just wondering if you could put anything in terms of, like...
It's not coming through, Christine.
Say that again. What's your question?
I'm asking about career.
Career. Okay. You're in between jobs also, or are you wanting to just, you're looking for something better?
Yes.
Better. Okay. Let's see if I... Yes, in the new year, March, April, there's a change. Not yet, not toward the end, but by March, April, I'm getting, your guides are like pointing to that time. That's the highest point in time for a change for you. It could be before that, but that's the timing we're getting. Also to write out exactly what you want in 25 words or less, and also keep it with you everywhere you go. And work toward that, everything that you need to do to prepare for that. It's like, it's a little different, but not totally different from what you're doing right now, but something else added to it. It's like they're showing me it's like a step up, which often means more money and more responsibility, and that's what they're showing me. And it's March or April is the highest point in time for that to happen for you. So it looks really good. Keep focusing on what you've been doing, envisioning. Don't doubt it. Just know it. And even though there's competition, or whatever, it doesn't matter, because your next position is coming to you, the next career position, and it's time for that, and you're going to enjoy it much better, much more. And also put in there with more like-minded people and more, everything that's ideal for you, the next ideal career position, because that's what you're creating. So thanks for calling now. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, Christine. Thank you.
Good night.
Do you have time for one more, Athena? I know you want to stop at 9:15.
Yeah, one more is good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going on to area code 646.
Me. Hi, this is Helena, and I'm in New York.
Hi, Helena.
Hello. Quick question. With my career, do you see me making any money with any of my creative work? Acting, voiceover, radio? Writing.
Yeah, voiceover, radio, and writing.
Okay, great.
Those come in real strong. Yes, I'm not sure why. It's just timing, but it's like we keep working and working on something, and then boom, bingo. You know those stars that they say in Hollywood have gone through
overnight.
So much. Yeah. And then, not overnight. They worked for, they washed dishes,
yeah,
or they did whatever for so. And
yep,
then boom, it clicks and it opens. It's going to be like that for you too. Then everything just comes into synchronicity, and it's all good. So keep working on
it.
Keep doing it. And again, it feels like it's into the new year, but it's not far into the new year. So you're just about there. And remember, 2016, okay, if you add 2 and 1, in numerology,
mm-hmm,
2
9.
And 1 is 3, yeah, it's a 9 year, okay? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 9 year, that's completion. And what is 2017? It's a 10,
oh,
which is a 1, which is new beginnings, new creations.
Just got chills. That's my birth path number 2, 1. And I got
okay,
chills with
it. So it's
okay,
a 10 year, get the picture. So a lot of people,
yeah,
have been frustrated with 2016. It's like, oh my God, not more loose ends. Come on, give me a break.
I know, it's like, yeah, I
yeah,
got it.
And that's also part of it. It doesn't mean nothing's going to happen, forget, but it means keep working, keep focusing,
yeah,
preparing,
yep,
keep clearing, keep doing that, because,
mm-hmm,
yeah, it is. It's not just people say, oh, numerology's blah, blah, doesn't mean anything, but it does. It's energetically and everything. So, yeah, so as you go into that, and it will. So next year will be a lot of that. And there's be some acting in there too, but the voiceover mm-hmm. and the writing's more prominent for you. And I'll look forward to talking to you in a private session also. God bless
yeah.
you now.
God bless, and thanks for praying for the Dakota Access Pipeline, because it's Mother Earth and it's for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Elena.
That's the name of the Dakota, Access
Dakota Access Pipeline. Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much, Elena. Have a beautiful evening.
You
and
too.
And for people
thank
that didn't get a chance to talk to Athena, you can contact her through her website, athenastar.com. Or it's athenastar@comcast.net, right? For your
right.
email address?
Or they can call me, and I would still give them an offer of one intro question if they wish. Like, they didn't get to talk tonight, and like a free intro question if they wish. And then they can go into more if they want. And my number is 808-258-1063. 808-258-1063. They could still have one free intro question. They didn't get one tonight. And then I'm offering that special of $60 for a session and up from that. This depends on the timing, all that. And my free CD, Manifesting with the Masters, that was done at the top of Mount Shasta. And God bless everyone. It's been a pleasure. And, again, if they can't do the 60, we can go down from that to 40 or 50, but that's usually the range starting up from that for a full session. And we appreciate everything tonight. David, it was great fun being with you again.
Oh, well, it's always a pleasure to have you, Athena. And just to let people know, I have quite an array of interesting guests coming up. I've only got my shows logged online through the end of the month, although I'm booking for February of next year. But you can check out the upcoming shows at blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark, spelled with an E. And so once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, Athena.
Good night.
God bless everybody.